welcome friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, if he isn't yours, he can be. If he isn't yours, he needs to be. If he isn't yours, he came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, Debbie and I are excited, absolutely excited about being here with you, about the program, about the message God has given me, about the song God has stirred Debbie to do for us. And, well, we're just glad that you have chosen to tune in to share this time with us as we seek to glorify the Father, honor the Son, edify the believer, and warn the lost to trust Christ as their Savior. Hey, listen, if you are lost and undone, I hope you stick around and hear the message, friend. Listen, it's a message that'll change you for eternity. It's a message that has the power of God in it. It's got the message from God, friend. Listen, that can make you a new creature in Christ. Now, it's not because T.K. Price is preaching it. It's a fact that it comes from the heart of God, from the throne of God, from the mind of God, from the power of God Himself. And I do trust that if you listen, that it will be a blessing. Now look, let's face it, we're living in some strange times, are we not? I mean to tell you, this COVID-19 thing is still affecting us, at least the first making of this program. But regardless of the day, regardless of the hour, this message is fitting for it. It could have been in the first century A.D. It could be in this, I believe, the last century A.D., without a doubt. But this message God has laid on my heart is appropriate. I believe it's needed regardless of who's listening, of what the circumstances are, or what is going on in life in general about us. And I pray that it'll be a blessing. I pray that it'll be a blessing to you. I've opened my Bible to the book of 1 Thessalonians, right after the book of Colossians, right before the book of 2 Thessalonians. And I'm going to read one verse of Scripture, I think. I don't believe I'll read any more than that, but we'll see. But I am going to read verse 5, the Lord willing. Share the message from there that God has laid on my heart. You prayed for us, won't you? I'm glad you've tuned in. I'm glad that you've tuned. We trust that our time will be a blessing. Well, you enjoy. The title of the song is, I've Got It All. Be back in a few.
This weary soul had a long game, needing a place of belonging. Till the Savior came, and overjoyed
I love that. I absolutely love that. Thank you, Debbie. I'll tell you what, the first time I heard that, I thought, well, I don't know about that, Punkin. And man, the more I listen to that, every time I hear it, every time the Spirit of the Lord moves us to use it on this radio program, it just absolutely becomes one of my favorite more and more and more. Listen, friend, if you've got Christ, you've got it all. David might have sung that song as he did in Psalm 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd, that's all I need. The Lord is my shepherd, he said, I shall not want. Well, look, friend, if you got Him, you don't need anything else. You may want a lot of things. God may give you a lot of things, but let's face it, in reality, you don't need anything else. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 5. It is one of my favorite verses out of the entire Word of God. And not long ago, it's been a few years back, but probably not as long ago as it would have benefited me. This has become, as I just said, one of my favorite verses. I mean, I quote it quite often. My intention is to quote it every day. I intend to quote it every time that I prepare to preach or to teach or stand before God's people to declare God's Word in whatever venue it may be. Friend, listen, we need this. I need this. You need every preacher. You need every, quote, man of God or man that is from or of God to know this verse, to have what this verse is talking about. And there's no other way. No other way to change things in our society. No other way to change things in our government, in our life, in our homes, in our schools, and especially in the houses of God. I'll tell you, friend, listen, that's one of the reasons we got the problems in our world today. What is in this verse is lacking in God's men who fill the pulpits across America, around the world today, and all we need a revival of things like this. Paul said this. He said, for our gospel, isn't this good news, this message that comes from heaven? He said, it's our gospel. And look, it didn't originate with Paul. It did not originate with Paul. I mean, if we looked at the word gospel, and we have on this program before, we know there are different gospels. Now, the word gospel means good news. But there's a difference between the gospel of the grace of God and the gospel of the kingdom. There's an everlasting gospel that's yet to be preached. And Paul even said he referred to the gospel as his. In other words, he made it his own. He claimed it to be his. It had changed him. It had transformed him. It had created him to be a new creature in Christ. He knew its power. He knew, friend, its blessings, its peace, its grace. He knew all of that thing, all of those things that it brought in transformation and the power to transform him and to make him a fit subject for the kingdom of God, for heaven itself. So he said, for our gospel. He's talking about, no doubt, his and Silvanus and Timotheus as they came to this Roman colony by the name of Thessalonica. And he said, our gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. And you know what manner of men we were when we among you for your sake. I'm going to talk to you today for a little while about the need of our day. Look, friend, it's not just specific in one day. I mean to tell you, we don't have a monopoly on the need that I'm preaching about here today. I mean to tell you, it's fitting for every age, for every generation, for every situation, for every society. Doesn't matter what the language is. Doesn't matter what the culture is. Doesn't matter what the history is. Friend, listen, there's something that's needed today. There is a need in this day and our hour of culture, of education, of knowledge, of intellectualism. I mean to tell you, polished oratory abilities. Now, they're not as polished as they were in the days of the Greek and the philosophers back in that day when Greece ruled the world. But can I tell you, friend, listen, we're sending men, sad to say, young men, the call of God on their life to seminaries, and they're coming out like they've been buried in a cemetery. Hey, look, they go in with the power of God on them. They go in with the Spirit of God stirring them, and they come out dead, boring, and listening, just possessing the Word. But Paul said, hey, he said, our preaching was not in word only. Can I tell you something, friend? There was a mule one time to talk to Balaam. He carried the Word of God. I mean to tell you, even the Word of God that the mule carried had enough power on it to stop Balaam. Do you know that? I mean, look, it's not enough to have the Word. I mean to tell you, anybody can have the Word. But I'll tell you what we need. We need men of God with the power of God on them to speak the Word of Almighty God. Look, we might be able to know how to use it eloquently, to present it with all of the different inflections and infractions that would make a great oratory. But I'll tell you what we need. We need what Brother Tony Hutchins says. We need one of those RBAP degrees. That just rear back and preach a degree. Bless God. That kind, like he said, is high blood pressure, slobbering, sweat slinging. The kind of preaching that glorifies God and brings men to Christ. That's the need of our day. That's the need of our day. We've got the Word of God everywhere. It's available. You know the Bible is still the number one selling book in the world. But I wonder how much it's read. I wonder how much it's practiced. We need to rightly divide it. Friend, I'll tell you what we need. We need men of God today. How that'll do what Moses did. Climb Sinai enough times where they're sure they've got the right message. Then to descend down in the valley where the people are and say, "Thus saith the Lord." I'll tell you, we've got too many men in the pulpit that are deader than a doorknob spiritually. Oh, they're alive. Yeah, they're breathing. They're walking. I mean, some of them put on the robes. Other of them put their collar on backwards or have their head turned around wrong. I mean to tell you, their mommy called and daddy sinned. But hey, no man taketh this honor on himself save he that is called of God, as was Aaron. We need men of God to preach the Word of Almighty God. Now listen, there's so much that I'd like to say, so much that I'd like to say. Can I tell you something, sir, ma'am? Look, if God's called your pastor to the ministry, if you, sir, are a man of God, if you've been called into the ministry, I'm telling you, if God has ordained you how to carry the gospel into all the world, to do your part in this generation to fulfill the Great Commission, I'll tell you what He's not called you to do. He's not called you to pacify people, but He's called you and I, friend, how to preach the Word of God, how to declare it plainly, powerfully, fully, faithfully, hey, to declare it, I bless God in such a way, and then it will provoke people unto good works, according to the book of Hebrews. And that's what Paul said in the Hebrews, we're to provoke one another into good works. Can I tell you, Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword. He said the gospel itself doesn't bring peace. It divides. It doesn't unify. It divides. I'll tell you, friend, listen, we got a bunch of people today that are what they know are called or referred to or known as ecumenical. How they're trying to get together. I mean to tell you, these promise keepers, how they get a bunch of men together, that's not a bad thing in its own. I mean, I'll tell you, when they come from all walks of life, from all, quote, different religions, and they tell you to lay you doctrine on the outside. They want to get together around Christ. I'll tell you, friend, listen, you don't have anything if you don't have the doctrine of the Word of God, how to get around. We need men of God proclaiming the Word of God. We don't need men putting pacifiers in the mouth of spiritual babes. We need men of God that's proclaiming the Word of God so we can get men and women off the milk of the Word onto the meat of the Word. We need men of God with a touch of God on them, with a call of God on them, with the power of God on them. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning verse 1 on down through verse 4. I'm not going to quote it all. I'm not going to turn over to read it. But Paul said, when I came to you there at Corinth, that that wicked, corrupt, worldly sinner, steeped in sin, full of hedonism, full of heathens. Bless God. You know what Paul said? I determined not to know anything among you save Christ Jesus and Him crucified. Paul said, listen, I decided not to come to you in words of wisdom, having in power and demonstration of the Spirit. Bless God. We need men of God, having the unction of God on them, with the anointing of God on them, having the call of God about them in such a way that it's undeniable and that they've been sent by the Lord. I'll tell you, friend, listen, there was a fellow one time sat behind a woman in church. He'd sat there behind her for about 4 years. Every man get in the pulpit. Every time somebody said, let's open the Word of God up. Every time somebody began to teach or preach. Every time somebody get in the pulpit, there was a woman that sat in front of him and said, Lord, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Give him unction. Give him unction, Lord. Give him unction. How well that man listened to that year in and year out. Service in, service out. Sunday, Wednesday, revival, special day, whatever. Give him unction. Lord, she'd say, how she'd pray. Well, one day, he finally said, I want to find out what she's talking about. He tapped her on the shoulder and said, sis, listen, I've been sitting behind you here for about 4 years or better, and I've heard you pray time and again for every man got in that pulpit. Give him unction, Lord. Give him unction. Give him unction. Oh, Lord, give him unction. Can I ask you something, sis? She said, sure. He said, what's unction? She said, the story goes, she looked at him a little bit, consternated and kind of, well, didn't know, and said, you know, looked at him and said, listen, sir, so I don't know what it is, but thank God I know when it is. And hey, you know what? You can tell when a man's got a touch on him. You can tell when the Spirit of God is moving. The Word of God in the heart of a man of God. I'm telling you, we need men like this. We need men like Paul. Have to go into what seems to be an impossible situation at an impossible time with what appears to be an impossible task, and that's to preach the Word of God. So to convert lives, change the hearts and minds of men and women. It'll give them the peace of God that passes understanding. Having to tell them to make new creatures out of them. It'll change their destiny. It'll change their desire. I mean to tell you, it'll change them from an inside out. Hey, friend, that's the need of this day. We got so many people called to the ministry, they say, that are just teaching. Now look, I'm not against this message, by the way, if you didn't know it, had just gone crazy sort of from the beginning. Now, I'm not apologizing for it. I'm liking every bit of it, but it's not going the way I thought it was going to preach. But I like this better than the way I thought. How do you know what they're doing? They're going into seminary saying they've got a call of God on them. You know what they're doing? They're sending them in the homiletic class. Not all now, not all seminaries, but many of them. They're telling them, look, now you need to quieten down. Don't need to raise your voice. You need to modulate here. You need to modulate there. Or you can give emphasis on things without getting too loud, without getting too boastful. You know what they do? They go in the power of God on them. And they come out, listen, colder than last week's mackerel. I'll tell you what's the truth, friend. I bless God, listen. To preach means to cry loud. I mean to preach. I means to herald. I mean it means we got a message for the King. We're the town crier. We're the lift up our voice. We're to lift up our voice and warn the people of God. Hey, we're to exhort. We're to reprove. We're to rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. I'm telling you, friend, we're to take the Word of God and lay it out and declare, thus saith the Lord. We need men of God like that, do we not? Can I tell you, son, sir, ma'am, if you got one of those in your pulpit, if you've got one of those that pastor your church, you ought to love him and tell him you do. I mean to tell you, you ought to go out of your way. I ought to tell him you appreciate him. I ought to tell him you're praying for him. Now look, don't you lie. Don't you lie. If you don't appreciate the kind of preaching he's doing, don't you say a word. If you don't appreciate the kind of doctrine that he's giving you, don't you lie to him. If you don't like that kind of stuff, hey, listen, you need to pray about yourself until you do. But if you've got a man of God that's got the fire of God down in his heart, like a man by the name of Jeremiah did, because he's got the Word of God in his heart, you ought to thank God about him. Hallelujah. You ought to thank God for him. Hey, listen, friend, this is the need of our day. Somebody said, preacher, we need him. We need a vaccine for this COVID-19. Preacher, we need some economic stimulus. Well, stimulus is good, but I wonder who's going to pay for it. Do you know what? Look, every time that happens, we go in debt a whole lot more. Isn't that amazing? Bless God, it's going to catch up to us someday. You say, preacher, we need this. We need that. Well, I will tell you what we need, as far as I know, more than anything. We need what Paul gave the city of Rome. Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, unto the Jew only, unto the Jew first and also to the Greek. Listen, Rome knew power. Rome knew might, but I'll tell you, they didn't know anything about the power of God, and that dunamis of God, and that Holy Ghost dynamite. And Paul said to Thessalonians, I came unto you not in word only, but also in power, Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. I'm telling you, friend, we need men of God, and with the touch of the Spirit of God on them, with that anointing that John speaks about in chapter 2 of his first letter. Hey, folks, we need men of God that will preach. I just preach the unadulterated Word of God. Preach it plain. Preach it powerful. Preach it consistently. Preach it over and over again. Preaching, friend, listen, that's not passive, but powerful. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I believe every time we go to the house of God, hear the Word of God preached and proclaim, it ought to do something to us. It ought to move us. It ought to challenge us. It ought to alarm us. It ought to awaken us. Thank God, and that was my message. We ought to be raised up. It ought to arouse us. Look, friend, the Word of God is alive. I mean to tell you, it ought to alarm. I mean to tell you, it ought to arouse. It ought to challenge us. That is, demand something of us. Look, the Word of God is filled with commandments, not suggestions. And I'm telling you, we need men of God with the power of God upon them, how the preaching that they do. We don't need passive preacher. We've got enough teachers. That's where I was going a while ago. We've got a lot of men going into the seminary, being called to the ministry. Go, listen. Go to be educated and come out just as passive as they can be. A mild-mannered preacher. I preach in a mild-mannered Christians so they can be more mild-mannered. I mean to tell you, they teach preachers how to get a sermonette, how to preach to Christianettes who drive their Corvettes and smoke their cigarettes. Hey, we need holy men of God that will lower the bomb of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Shake things up. Listen, friend, we don't need men pacifying. How about we need men probing? I know I've already said we don't need men pacifying. We need men provoking. How about, bless God, I believe Paul said in the book of Hebrews 4:12, he said, for the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Well, I'll tell you what, this Word of God is a special thing. Do you know that? I mean to tell you, the Word of God tells us how powerful the Word of God is. We can see it right out in the book of Jeremiah 5:4, we find that it's a devouring flame. In the book of Jeremiah 23:29, it's a crushing hammer. In the book of Ezekiel 37, I bless God, it's a life-giving force. In the book of Romans 1:16, it's a saving power. In the book of Ephesians 6:17, it is a defensive weapon. In the book of Hebrews 4:12, it's a probing instrument. Thank God. Listen, this is what we need in this day. We need revival in America. Do you know what? This is the first pandemic. This is the first national and international thing where man turned to science versus God. And I know the president called on a day of prayer. Our state government, Governor Justice, thank God. Listen, he got some good men to pray. I mean some Bible men. Men that's right in their doctrine, right even in the Bible that they they choose. That's what we need. Listen, friend, our nation is being shaken. God's trying to awaken it. And I'll tell you, look, friend, if He can't do it, the pandemic, and if men won't listen to the gospel, hey, I'm going to tell you something, there's no hope. I'll tell you, friend, listen, hey, anybody can speak the Word. Anybody can read the Word. Even Balaam's mule. And I know I've already told you that. I'm rehearsing because I've got to close. But we need men of God in this day how to declare the Word of God unashamed, unabashed, unapologetically, unadulterated Word. We need men of God how to stand before people who are God, who profess God, and call them out of the world. Call them into holiness. Call them into godliness. I challenge them to separate. I tell them to come out from among the world. Be a separated people. Hey, listen, friend, to adorn the doctrines of God. We need men like this in this day. The Word. This is the need of our day. Thanks for tuning in. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Share.